You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We had in last week's parsha and the week parsha before, the Inyan Milah. So first of all, the Kiva comes. So the Inyan Milah, it says that an eight-day-old child has to be gemal. You have to mala an eight-day-old child. Now, who's that chiyav on? Doesn't say. The parsha, Mamish doesn't say anything. Just says, so who is it on? Who says? What? It's besides the Rambam, you're right, it's a Gemara. But you wouldn't make a taisi. Why should you say that? So Batsim the Gemara looks... thank you. How do you know that? So Gemara brings from yesterday's parsha, Vayamal Avram Etzitzak Benoi Kashat Tziva Yisalakit, which is not clear. Maybe it was a story. I mean, quite frankly, if I had a choice of a male, I also would have used Avram Avinu. So basically the Pnei Yeshua says, because it says Vayamal, which is hard diyuk, because if you start making all these diyukim, you'd have a lot of kashas, which is true, but Chazal didn't want megaltas or anything. Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak Benoi. Why does it say Benoi? It could have said Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak. We know he's Benoi. What's Benoi? Benoi comes to tell me that there's a chiv mitzav. No, it's what we call a parental chiv, which pashas means the mother too. Maybe the mother too, and the Gemara is going to bring a riot, the mother not. Right? But in other words, in the parsha of Mila, it doesn't say who the chiv is on. Now we have... in yesterday's parsha, a chiddush that the father, like you said, is chayav to do, not the mother. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know, but what happens if a child doesn't get a bris meal for father? The father's chmatzon dead, the father doesn't care, the father's fry, whatever the father doesn't know, whatever the case might be. So then the Gemara says, a chiv on bezdin, which we've discussed over the years, could mean pashtis klal yisrael, just bezdin does it, or if kivega seems to learn its mamish on bezdin. And then the Gemara says that if he did it, if Bezin somehow didn't do it, the guy grows up in some place, there's no Bezin, no Klali, so, right? And then he becomes frum, so he has to do it himself. Meaning himself doesn't mean he has to do it, he gets a mayo. So chiv on him, right? If he knows he's not gemal, so he should go ahead and do it. So Rashi says, Rashi says, yigdal. When he gets older, when he becomes a god, when he becomes 13, which is quite simple. When else? You know, he's not chayv any mitzvahs. Why does Rashi have to point out that he's a god? Why would you say not that way? Just the deacon with the Rashi. The Gemara at the end says, Ashkechen miyad. We find Avraham Avinu did it. So Ashkechen miyad, ledoiris menolan. How do we know that this is ledoiris? Now, this is not clear what the Gemara means. The Gemara means, I would think the mitzvah of Mila is only the first generation, only the generation of what does it mean, miyad? Mechetesi. It's a very shvei gemar. I mean, first of all, it says in the etzim psukim, you have to mal your children. I mean, why would you think that it's only for that dar, or whatever, those dar? Right? It is. He should kiss his viyah, and this. So what do you mean, ashkechen? So Bitzel says, omeri dikavar, the Bitzel, Ponovision. Rabitzel says like this, the Shaila was a legeya halacha lemaisa. We're not going to go into the whole problem. Rachman Atzlan, 100 and something years ago, many Jews in America, Lolaina, used to marry, you know, Gentile women. They used to have children. And they wanted to mal them. They wrote to Rabitzel. Rabitzel has a few tshuvas about it, where, so Rabitzel came out with a merry dika chiddush. The din is like this. The din is mila, who do you mal? Yimal, your son, and who else? Avadim. What does Avadim mean? Avadim, how do you have an Eved Knani? The Lamaisa said there's such a thing as Avadim. It's in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Eved Knani. You can have an Eved Knani. So that's called Miknas Kesef. Either buy him, you get him, or you Lid Basi. Lid Basi means if you have already one, a Shifra Knanis, and she gives birth. The big difference is like this. When you capture an Eved Knani, you buy an Eved Knani, right? So what you do is you do Mila. The Mila makes him chayev in mitzvahs. Whereas, not just the mitzvah, you make him chayev. Till then, he's not chayev in mitzvahs ki'isha. A Yelid Beisa is an Eved Knani. He's chayev in mitzvahs. About he's only a few days old, but I'm saying technically if somehow you didn't mal him, or he's sick and he can't get mal, he's an Eved Knani. But there's a mitzvah to mal, just like there's a mitzvah to mal a Jew, there's a mitzvah to mal an Eved Knani. So that's called Yelid Beisa, right? Your Eved that you own. So now, the din is, the Rambam holds that by Akum, an Akum could sell his children. That's what it says in the Rambam. It's based on a Sifra, that the Sifra learns out that the Umas Ha'olam can sell their children. They have a right to sell their children. To Mamash sell. What?
Ketanim.
Yeah, Ketanim. They could sell them. So now that the, it's not before exact one, but that's the din that could sell. So, but Yidden can't. So Bitzel came out with a Meri Dika Chiddush. What's the reason a Yid can't sell his children? What? They don't belong to him. Or maybe not. Rebitzel said, no, this is where you got to be Rebitzel, Lamdan like Rebitzel. Not because a Yid doesn't own his children. What? No. So that means, no. What does that mean?
So you don't have bios over them.
The what?
You can't sell them. You don't have bios over your children.
Nothing. Avada, you don't have bios, but why? Because they're Jewish. They can't be owned by you. Not the pshat, you can't own them. You can't. They can't be owned by you. Big difference. In other words, there's a difference. A Yid can't own his children, or his children can't be owned by him. What's the nafka mina? If he has children from a akum, if he has children from a akum, they're physically his children. There's no yichas, but they're his children. So Bitzel was machadish that those kids are called his children, who are avadim. He could sell them. And therefore, Rebitzel wanted a taina that you could do mila to these children, mitzad yelid beisa. Merdeka, that they're evet knanya. What?
A chiev,
exactly. That there could be a chiev. He struggles with all, but there's a certain halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it's a beisaisiv. Yisrael shenoylad la ben mina akum, eina nimel b'shabbos. Eina nimel b'shabbos? And Thursday he is? So Rebitzel wanted a taina, yeah, he has to mal him. It's a din Shabbos, it's not Deuche Shabbos, but you still are. That was a bit so. Bitzel, with that lumdus, said a pshat in the Gemara, Ma'idik a pshat. He said that Avram Avinu mild Yitzchak. Why? Why did Avram Avinu mild Yitzchak? Because it's a son. He says, no, maybe the reason Avram Avinu had to mild Yitzchak, because Avram Avinu was still in the status of a Akum. He's still in the status of an Akum. And an Akum owns his children. So I would think Miyad doesn't mean just the first generation. Miyad means till Har Sinai, where we were Yidden, we had some Kedusha, right? B'nei Avram Yitzchak and Yankov had some Kedusha, like the Ramban says. The Vada, we were already a separate nation, we had Kedusha, but we only had 8 mitzvahs. So Lagabe Dine B'nei Noach, we still had this Din B'nei Noach that we owned our children. So maybe the reason Avram mild Yitzchak was not because it's his son, but because he was his Yilid Beis, so he was his Evid. But how do you know forever? That the Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of Mila, of Milas Av. Maybe the mitzvah of Milas Av ended by Mount Torah. Once we the din was taken away, that we don't own our children, right? Because they can't be owned by us. Is Memeil, there is no din of any more of Mal. Kamashra, no, it's a parental chiyuv, not a evadika chiyuv. That's what Bitzel's word. Okay? So in other words, what Bitzel's saying is, that there was a chiyuv before. No, so basically, really, what Bitzel is saying is that you see from this Gemara, the father's chayv to malim because it's his father. But that doesn't make the other shot fall off. In other words, Avram, did he have to mal Yishmael? Yeah, he had to mal Yishmael. Okay, whatever reason, he maled him later. But did he have to mal B'nai Keturah? So we see in the Gemara, he did mal B'nai Keturah, right? It could be that the reason he had to mal them was because they had a din of Avadim. They called his Avadim, not Mitzad. No, they're not called. Ki be Yitzchak yikar l'chazar, right? That was yesterday's parsha. Only be Yitzchak. Only Yitzchak is called Zara, not beforehand. Rabbi Yassad asked him the following question. He asked him, Rambam later on, Perek Yud, says, a Benoyach has oinus, he has shaygig, whatever it is. He says, so he's chayiv, unless he's a chayrish shayt of a cotton. If he's a chayrish shayt of a cotton, he's part of from if he didn't have a cotton. If it's a chayrish shayt of a cotton steel, they don't get misa. They eat tevra chay, they don't get misa. So he asked him, okay, cherish shaita means a shaita. In those days, a cherish, a real cherish, was a shaita. Nowadays, it's different. But a cotton, what's a cotton? He says, cotton is under 13. He says, where does the age 13 come from? So he asked him that the Chuvas Arash, famous Chuvas Arash, Chuvas Arash says, this age 13 is Alacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. In other words, we got it from Alacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's part of it, just like we have shiurin, a kazayis for eating, a kasevus for Yom Kippurim, a kebeya for tumah, this, dalat tfachim, 10 tfachim, all these things. Part of shiurin is 13 and 12 for a girl. So he says, so if umas ha'olam don't have ben noach, doesn't have shiurin, so they don't have 13, so how could the Rambam say that he get that a cotton is potter? I, they have no shiurim, so why is a cotton potter? That's what they asked the Chassam Sefer. So Chassam Sefer answered him, you're right, they don't have 13. They taka don't have 13. But they do have something called katnas and godless. Katnas and godless is, right, bended upon das. That's the Chassam Sefer's chiddush, and he uses it la halacha. In other words, he says you have to test the kid, like Rebbe was saying before. You test the kid. You test him to see if he's an intelligent kid or not, right? He says whatever, 7, 8, intelligent. La halacha la maisa, he used it in the old days. They didn't sell chametz the way we sold it. Again, this is not halacha l'maisa, but it's a point. Many people are makbid, like the Gra, not to sell their chametz gomer on Pesach. Right? They're not makbid. Why not? What's the problem? Because taruv is chametz, most sheet sold, you're not over by a Ra. So even if it wasn't a good sale, you're not over by a Ra. But real chametz, you might be over. So they're makbid not to sell. Unless it's, I have some ruba, liquor store, whatever it is. Right? With Saimachana, we buy in a store, right? The stores don't get rid of all their chametz. Okay, so, but that's their problem, their bali rubber, not mine. I can eat, mine is this after Yom Tov, that's already a Dorban. So, in Pashtus, again, I don't know, I've heard Mary Rose that. In those days, how did people sell their chametz? They went to the local Akum and they sold it. A lot of people didn't know how to make sales. They didn't know what's the right kinyan. They didn't know what kinyanim are. Akum has not as every kinyan. They didn't have kinyanim. Nowadays that we have the rabbanim, it's with a lawyer, it's with this. They do it so official. It's a real sale. There's no way to say it's not a real sale. Pashtus is no problem. Pashtus. Again, many people are mocked with Pashtus. But that's what they used to do. They used to go to the local Akum there, the Shabbos guy, and sell them the chametz, right? So they did it in a town in Hungary. They made a kinyan with this Akum. He's a big schlub, and they came back. And they realized he's 10 years old. He looked like who knows how old. He shaved. He this and that. Whatever. He had a beard. He was So they ran to the Chassam Sefer. They wrote a tshuva to the Chassam Sefer. So Chassam Sefer, based on it, said, give him an intelligence test. I don't know what happened, but I upon him that he was. He said it could be soimach. That's called a godel mele. The sale is a good sale. It doesn't matter. It's a chiddush because he's soimach on this pshat, it's his own pshat, and it's a Rambam. And like we said, Tosis happens to argue with it. Tosis in a few places seems to hold not that way. That Shirin Wa give it to Bnei Nach. That's so Pashut. Tosis would agree that there's no age of 13. But the Chassam Sefer, he doesn't mention the Tosis at all. There's two Tosis. One Tosis in Sanhedrin, in Ksubis, Tosis says there's such a thing called a Ger Katan. Right, the Gemara says Ger Katan. So the din is if he has nechasim that somebody stole from him. The din is if you steal gezel ager, right? So who do you return it to? His yarshim. He might have yarshim, but if so, the Gemara says ish, you return it to ish. But if ish, you have to look. Maybe he's megayah and he conceived. He has a son, whatever. But katan, you don't have to. But you do a she'ein lo yarshim. A cotton ben noach. So he says, what do you mean? How did this cotton ben noach get money, Frank Tysus? How did he get money? How did he get money? He's a cotton. Tysus says, so what's the kasha? He was 10 years old. He was kind of like the Chassam Sefer's case. And then he became a ger. So now he's a cotton. In other words, he could be a gadol as a akum, be megayer, and become not that way, right? That's the Chaim Oizah has such a, not in this thing, but, so Mela, you see, Tosis, the Chayim is going to Shittasim, that even by Umas Ha'olam, even by Nech, it's only in age 13. But anyway, Kupam, that's the Chassam Sefer. Based on this Chassam Sefer, we've said over the years, let's see what Chassam Sefer, okay, we've said over the years that Ar Sameach, I'll say Bekitza, the Ar Sameach Tainas, that according to this Chassam Sefer, he says that could be Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach, even though we chayv and taryag, and ketanim apotah, but ketanim, who are age, would be chayiv and zayin mitzvah benenoch. Meaning the vada, they don't get misa, they don't get misa's bezdin, but they chayiv in it. Why? Because how could it be a 10-year-old akum should be usur and a 10-year-old yid is allowed to do whatever he wants, right? I'm not talking about chinuch, I'm not talking about the raisa. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense also, as Samach says, because imagine in Matan Torah, right? You got a kid in Matan Torah, he's 10 years old, brilliant kid, right? And till now, you're telling him he's chayv and zayin mitzvah, he can't steal, he can't eat even chayv, and his friend, his next door neighbor, every time they said, no, you can't eat even chayv, you can't eat even chayv. Comes Matan Torah, what happens? We get tayag, oh, we become more Kaddish. And all of a sudden, then this next door neighbor sees his friend Yanko is eating Eivon Chai. He says, Yanko, what happened? He says, you didn't hear? In Matan Torah, they told me I'm not Chai until I'm 13. So it doesn't make sense that the Kedusha that's added to you should take away from your Chiv. Let's start with some Mezmeridika. Right, he answers up a few Gemaras that are Mashma, the Ramah Paskins and Shin Mem Gimel in Or Chaim, that a cotton should do tshuva on a virus that he did when he was a cotton. He should do a kapara, do something. So all the rayas that they bring are all things that have to do with mitzvahs b'nei noach. That's what the Aras HaMeach says. Gezel, dinim, arayas, they're all, the Gemara, I'll give you just an example. The Gemara has a shaila, what's the reason you kill a beimer nirvas? A beimer nirvas that had revealed with a human being, so you kill him. Is it takala or is it koloin? Is it because he brought about an aveira? Well, it's embarrassment. Everybody will say, that's the behemoth, this is Yitz. So the Gemara said, Nafkamina with the Akum, whatever. But Akupan, the Gemara says, it's a Braisa. Braisa says, Ben Tish Hashem is called a Maisabiyah. If he's Bala Ashish Ish, and she did it on purpose, she gets killed. If he's Bala Behemoth, the behemoth gets killed. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Vahacha, there's no Takala, it's a 9-year-old kid. Kalain, but it's embarrassment. It's embarrassment to his parents, embarrassment to Yid. So Gemara says, no, takala hu de'ika, rachmana chasalei. There's a takala, except the Torah had rachmanas on him. So the Magen Avraham says, you see that a 9-year-old's aveira is called an aveira. Many poskim based on that say, that's the inyan of v'loy sechilim. So the Aras HaMeach says, no, raya, let's talk about arayas. Arayas even b'nei noyach have. So maybe that's the reason the Gemara calls it takala. But upon him, that's the chsam sev chidish. And based on that chidish, the Aras HaMeach and others say that a ben noyach is also chayv. We've mentioned over the years, I never said over because I couldn't find a raya, but I once saw, I don't think it's printed yet, a ksav yad from Rabbi Aaron Kotler. So in there he says also that's we've mentioned over the years, ira nidachas, right? So the Rambam sheet is you kill even the ketanim, right? You kill them the ketanim. So the Mordechai, Rabbi Aaron has a raya from Mordechai, is mashi only kill ketanim who are b'nei das. What's the difference? Because the Goyen says, here in the Dachas, you look at them as b'nei noyach. You kill them with a mises b'nei noyach. Vutna has a homaima, why? But that's the klal. The Goyen says in a few places. And since they have a din b'nei noyach, you kill even the ketanim, but only the ketanim that are b'nei das. Because they're chayim them. But upon them, that's what it is. So it comes out that like this. I want to give another example. We mentioned before, the Rambam says there's no shiur. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Pek Alpha Lachazayin, I believe, the Rambam says that you're not allowed to eat chotzi shir, less than a shir of chametz. Shenema lo yei ochel. Okay, so everybody asks, what do you need a pasuk for? Chotzi shir is always asmatar. That's a separate kasha. But the question is, where does it say lo yei ochel? What does it got to do? It says it, but what does it got to do with lo yei? What does lo yei ochel got to do with eating less than a shir? Zokta Meir Simcha, also very good. Because when did they get the issa of lo yei ochel? In Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, there was still b'nei noach. See, Tainas, the Issa of Chametz before Matan Torah was less than a shir. So even though we got the shirim in Matan Torah, but it can't go down, and the Issa still remains to have less than a shir. So now, going with this over, a cotton that's chayv to mal himself, what's called a cotton? Before Matan Torah, what's the din? Din is they have din b'nei noach. So one would think, like Rav Meir Satak, a 10-year-old would have to be mal himself. Why? Because he has a das. Rashi goes out of his way and says, k'shiyigdal. Don't think that way. Either Rashi doesn't hold of it, or Rashi's telling us that the pshat is that once you see it's ledoiris, you see it's not a ben noyach dikadin. Mila is something that came to us, not this way. In other words, when do we say that they have dine b'nei noyach, that's dine b'nei noyach, that exists only then? But something that's ledoiris, like we see that the father's chayv to rachmal because it's our father, doesn't have a din of b'nei noyach, melech sheyigdal, not when he's 10 years old. So it's very geschmack. Why the Rashi goes out of his way to say kshi yigdal? Right, that will be the thing. Right, but a kaponim, that's the chsam sefer. The Rambam talks about the issur of arayis. V'chayev ala zachar. No, it's zachar. Same gender marriages is also ben kotten ben godel, ben kotten ben godel, val behema ben ktana ben gedoyla. What does it mean ben godel? So look at the Kesmer says v'chayev ala zachar ben kotten ben godel. Kloimar, what does it mean? Kotten me ben yud gimel, godel ben yud gimel. What does he mean, cotton? No, it's his ba'al a cotton. But the Rambam calls a cotton yud gimel. He's talking about Dine ibn Anach, and he calls it yud gimel. It's mashu that the Kesem Mishnah understood. Or sha'af bisha behema dina shovel l'kishol, bezocha dina cholik m'shisol, v'afil pots v'ben tisha chayv. V'imzos kovenosa tzachi in meichem. But you see, the Rambam understood poshim shan in cotton, the Kesem Mishnah, I'm sorry, in cotton means under 13, even by an akum.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.